giving orders but by compromise.
During his time in power in the 1980s, Mr. Buhari declared what he called a war on indiscipline. Political opponents and critics of his regime were jailed. He introduced plans to end corruption, fought against drug trafficking, and forced citizens to form neat lines at bus stops. His laws restricting press freedom were the worst in the country's history. Today, journalist Al-Qasim Abdul Qadir says Mr. Buhari is a reformed leader who is ready to work with other countries, political parties, and ethnic groups.
Only a Democrat will talk about international cooperation within African states, with Western powers. We'll talk about how collectively to tackle the insurgency, how to collectively tackle corruption, because these are ills that can only be tackled in a very cooperative manner.
Mr. Buhari has promised to improve the situation in Nigeria. He says he will deal with corruption and inequality between rich and poor, and he says he will improve security in the country's northeast. There, the Islamist militant group Boko Haram leads an increasingly violent rebellion. Umar Dalla is a retired police officer from the country's northeast. He says the rise of the Boko Haram militant group is a symbol of the former government's failure. Mr. Dalla strongly believes Mr. Buhari is the best leader for Nigeria.
He has the experience. He knows the problem of the country more than any other person.
The recent election sends a strong message to Mr. Buhari, too. If he fails, the voters will remove him from office. I'm Jim Tedder.
Jonathan Evans is back now with his weekly report on the latest technology news. This week, he tells us about new ways researchers are using to diagnose sexually transmitted diseases like syphilis and HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Poor patients living in rural areas are much less likely to be able to receive costly tests for these diseases. So researchers have developed a mobile phone device that may make the tests less costly and more available. Jonathan tells us now the researchers say the device tells healthcare workers within 15 minutes whether someone is infected with HIV or syphilis.
Scientists at Columbia University in New York developed the small electronic device to attach to any smartphone. Biomedical engineer Sam Sia is one of the developers of the device, called a dongle. He says the dongle detects the biological markers for both HIV and syphilis and shows the results on the smartphone. Mr. Sia adds that early diagnosis may be a matter of life and death to patients such as pregnant women in rural parts of Africa. Healthcare workers can send the test results to a wireless information storage system to give doctors easy access to the disease diagnoses. Immediate treatment of